Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Job. If you hate, get on your job. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead yet. You can take the fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal. I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a killer. I'm a king. See, hanging with some cold killers, I ain't never back.
Y'all, what's up? What's up, Grudge? World, Grudge, world, what's really happening out there, man? What's really happening out there, man? First off, you know, we were having some problems with that Blog Talk Radio, so folks hit that one button real quick, you know. We live in the thick and everybody can pretty clear. Took us a few minutes to get this whole radio crunk up today. So I just want to see if everybody, a couple people hit that one button, make sure you can hear me pretty loud. Hold on right quick. 5049.
What's happening, B?
Okay, you can hear me pretty good. Okay, all right.
You're live in effect, brother.
All right. 832-3549, who we got?
Yeah, I hear you, man. You're live and clear.
All right, then we can get ready to get jumping here in just a second. I had a lot of people trying to call me, blowing me up and shit today, man. It's been crazy today, man. I don't know what to do today. All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to take this time to let y'all know real quick, man. I appreciate everybody tuning in with us, man, this Wednesday, man, wilding out. at the round table, you know what I'm saying, hosted by King B, you know, sponsored by Grudge Inc. We're going to keep this thing live and jumping on a weekly basis, keeping this grudge thing going on, man, pretty live. If you got an event coming up this week, man, hit the one button so shit you can let us know about your event. I know we got various events around the world. I know, so if y'all hit that one button, man, come on, let us know. If you had a grudge race this past weekend, hit the one button, let us know. Get us a little recap of what happened, just in case we missed it. Somebody might have missed it. Most definitely, I'm gonna get into. I gotta do a damn report. So that's what's gonna be our topic is. We're gonna get into this topic. It's gonna be about this damn duck report and the goddamn bird list that we had going on this past weekend, man. And because we got a lot of people being some ducks. And we got some birds out here. So I got my list. So if anybody wanna add to the list about who will bar in the duck this week, you come on and let me know, because I'm not just going to go off of my event that happened this weekend. I'm going to go all the way around the board. So if you fans out there, if y'all seen something, y'all feel like somebody, some ducks out there, y'all know what to do. And if y'all know, if these folks are real live birds, some cold-blooded killers out here on that track, y'all know what to do. Hit that one button, because we finna get us a live discussion going in just a minute. Hold on, let me get ready to see what we got. Let me see what we got going on the lines. Shorty, let me show my co-host in here. Shorty, you hanging out in the bushes or what, man? Where you at? You ain't looking at the board? What you got going on over there? I guess Shorty in the bushes. Hold on right quick. Bushman, you in the bushes, Bushman?
Hell no, King.
Aaron's goddamn bot in the damn bushes tonight.
Hey, man, ain't no motherfucking bushes. Can you hear me?
Okay, well, I'm just trying to make fun of the show, man. Where's Shorty? Where you at, man? I guess I'm going to have to run this board by myself, man.
Man, Shorty P had too much of that Louisiana ass shit the other day. That's why he probably ain't on there yet. It take him a little minute to recover.
Wait a minute, I gotta work this board real quick. Hold on, open up this mic. We work this motherfucker real quick. 915-475, who we got?
Brother Dale.
Brother Dale.
What's up, y'all? What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Man, we doing all right, Brother Dale, up here on this side of Texas. What's going on down there in El Paso, man? What you got for us?
Man, we got the Wild West shootout coming up here this Saturday in El Paso, Texas, man. The weather is going to be off the chain. Sunny, no chance of rain, 78 degrees. Track's going to be ready to get it on, man.
Ready to get it on, man.
You ready to get it on, Brother Dale? What else you got going on? You told me you had some more extra shit going on up there. Man, kind of let the world know what y'all got going on up there, man.
Well, we got the Wild West shootout. We got a 29 smaller no bar shootout. We got a shop shootout. All the speed shops here in the Southwest are all going heads up, no time. Two's going to get the belt. And then we got a one-hitter quitter bracket class, no buybacks. Everything's 8th mile, so it should be pretty cool, man. I got a motherfucker looking for me. He's fitting like me on a standard bore, stock stroke, small block on a plate. In a second, then he wants some of my G body. So he said he's gonna call up in here and try to lock up with me. But man, I got like 3 locked up races that day.
Wait a minute. What you saying? You already gang? You said he think he gonna call in and lock up with you, so you ready to draw down on him? That's what you're saying?
Hell yeah, man! I'm down, because I'm gonna call in King B show and lock up with you. I'm like, well, call in, I'll be on the show. Man, all 3 races I got locked up. All big block cars on a plate, and I'm a small block car for second. 2 of them have already beat once this year, so we'll see what happens.
I wonder where he at. I wonder if he's sitting out in the bushes or what. Is he listening or he's scared or what? If somebody did he even call in or was he just busting? He might have just been busting, Brother Dale. He may not be no real racer right now.
That should be a 575 area code. He's from New Mexico. So, been talking a lot of shit. So, we'll see if he call in and lock up. But I'm down, man. It's going down this weekend. Like I said, I got three of them locked up already. So, I'm going to be working my cars and be exercising that day. So, we'll see what happens.
Man, good God Almighty. I can't believe that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to you and Bushnell to come back and come hang out with us here in El Paso. We're going to have a good event, man. The track owner's going to bring out his funny car. We got a couple of pro mods showing up that want to drag race each other. So it's going to be a pretty neat event. It's going to be off the hook.
Oh yeah, I'm over here trying to get everything together. I'm trying to get everything together right now, so I can make sure I can make it down there, and so I can go ahead and bring me some action down there in El Paso this weekend myself. Don't think I ain't forgot about you. You know I still got. Somebody got to go, man. Once we got to go do some racing down there, brother.
That's
great.
You guys are always welcome to come hang out. You guys are always welcome,
man. Hey,
King.
We should have bought that new street car down there, too. The B gonna be ready.
You should have bought that shit. You'd have more action than you know what to do if you bought that motherfucker down here.
I don't want to get it.
Make a phone call, man. Hey, you need to make a phone call. We're gonna meet him halfway and get it.
Yeah, try to get that motherfucker back to Texas with me. No, I ain't want to do it with it.
Not take me too much, boy.
Man, if you bought that street car down here, you get locked up at the gate.
Locked up at the gate.
So, we got the guys from Mexico coming down, Nevada, Arizona, Texas, a couple guys from Cali hitting me up because they're showing up, so it should be pretty good.
We got to come from the American side of Texas. The last time I went back and I crossed over the border, they told me I was crossing back in America. I said, huh? Okay, so.
Yeah, those motherfuckers are showing up. The guys from Mexico, they're showing up. There's a guy down there, man. He was testing tuning this past Friday. It was a little S10. Small block car on the bottle, man. But God damn, that thing was quick. Small tire. And he was saying he doesn't care who shows up. He'll lock up with anybody. He doesn't give two shit.
Mm-hmm.
He says bring the B. He says bring the grudge. He just says he don't give a fuck. He's
I can feed all this easy money, man.
Easy money, man.
Easy money in El Paso, Texas, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know how we do that? We race. There's not a whole lot to it but to do it. Everybody races down here.
Do it to it but to do it. That's Brother Dale's word. Do it to it.
I don't know if Alley Cat out there. Alley Cat, if you out there, you can press 1 to let us know about your event that you got going on. Brother Dale, we appreciate you, man, for coming on in, Brother Dale.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys, man. I'm glad, man, way to rep Texas this past weekend, King.
Oh, yeah, appreciate that. I'm fit to get to that because them goddamn Madisonville boys, you know they some goddamn ducks. Them Madisonville boys, they are some official ducks now. Doobie, don't you come off of mute trying to take up for your homeboys. Excuse me. I didn't mean to say that. But listen to me. Man, we went down to Louisiana. Wait a minute. How you say Bushman?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers went on mute on me too.
That's Louisiana, man.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to remember what the hell he said.
Yeah, Louisiana, man.
Louisiana.
Where the boy was that, King? Ain't got no Louisiana boy numbers on there?
Yeah, we got. I just told Doobie.
Yeah, Doobie on there.
Yeah, Doobie on. I told Doobie he better not come off of fucking mute. You know,
Doobie can't say shit. He let Batman fuck him out.
Nah, he broke, Dre. He wrecked his car.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I keep forgetting. Yeah, I keep forgetting that shit. Nah, Doobie, you ain't no duck now, but.
Nah, Doobie ain't no duck over there. That goddamn Sunshine is, though.
Hey, goddamn, what's that other motherfucking name? Slop Dog, too.
That's Sunshine, Dre.
Oh, okay. Hey, motherfucking truck, that car look like it's Sunshine, too.
He ain't got his Slum Dog, man, back until he get off the list. He on the duck list right now.
Wait a minute. We've been going out through the duck report. Then we're going to get, because we got a champ. I don't know where the champ at. Champ, if you out there, you listening. The man named Champ, man. He's a champ right now. So, Champ, I don't know if you listening, Champ. Get that one button. But right now, that damn Madisonville Boomers, they are officially some ducks of the year. They said they were going to do all this unspeakable shit in Texas, and they were the baddest motherfuckers out the state of Louisiana. And they said they got some of the best. They got one of the best small block cars. And then, had the baddest big block car, and they turned out to be the motherfucking duck. And I'm gonna give shout out to that damn Mike Stewart. He a goddamn deal. Straight out of Houston, Texas. He a damn eagle. A goddamn bird. They thought they had something soft. They complain. Go on me. They complain. They thought they had some sauce. That damn Mike Stewart with that damn third gen Camaro. Man, he took the trip on them bars and he went through. And when I tell you, man, the man whopped his gas on goddamn me on that half breed car. I couldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't believe my ears. I heard the waffles. I said, they ain't even got no Burger King down here in Louisiana. Shit. Listen to me.
We had this guy from Mexico here on Friday. Small tire, small block on the gas. And he took out guy from New Mexico. I threw a gap on him, like, bad. They went head up, they locked it up. So the guy from Mexico says, he doesn't give a fuck who wants to lock up with him. He got more than enough truck to fuck with King B, Bushnell, Grotto. He don't give a shit. He's ready to lock up, man. He said when you come see him on y'all come down here on Saturday. Obviously, you don't need a translator, but the gist of it is he's ready.
We might understand a little bit. We bilingual a little bit. Hold on, right quick, brother. I'm gonna open up one of these mics, man. You might have pissed somebody off, or I might have did. 769-3712.
What up, B?
What up? Who's that, man? Who's that?
It's Crackhead, man.
That goddamn Crackhead. That goddamn Fox Boys. What's up, man? What's on your mind?
Oh, shit, chill. Looking to make it up there on the 17th for that 14th. What is it, 14th, 17th?
Oh, yeah, 14th. That's
Tommy Dunham. And, looking to make it. Everything go right.
Mm-hmm. So wait a minute. Yes, that's what you ready to get into. So you call in to the show, say you ready for a show, and then you let these people know what you're trying to do.
We ain't gonna just try to lock down anything. We're trying to make sure everybody gonna be able to make it before we take that trip. But we're gonna call your phone week before the show. Mm-hmm. We'll do some locking.
Yeah.
And who was them boys?
Boys there got the grill back together yet?
Nah, I ain't got it together yet, but I've been on that railroad, man, but I'm at that chassis shop, man. It won't be long now. You know, I was just thinking the other day, y'all, a bunch of motherfuckers been saying since I ain't been having no oil pressure, man. I'm gone on mute.
That ain't no fucking lie.
My buddy with that Malibu behind your ass.
We'll be there, man. We're trying to get ready for that 2016 ass cut, man. We gonna be there. We might make a Lando, man, because I'm in the shop right now, man. I work on that bitch all day long, man. So I'm good. We got everything, man. Everything in the shop. I just gotta get to the shop, chassis shop, do what I need to do. Come on out, chassis shop. And, I mean, get back at it, man. I mean, it won't be long. And I might show up at it, man. It won't be long.
My buddy, that Malibu, he been hunting you.
Man, we ain't worried about no goddamn Malibu. Tell him, keep looking, keep waiting. Tell him just
we
hold up. He going to get what he wants.
Yeah, we still convincing heads, too, man.
Huh?
We're gonna be looking for that all again, all over again, do it all again.
All right, cause I'm thinking quite sure I should have about 7 or 8 of them both becoming willing to ride with me.
That work, man. Bring all that action, man. That's what we're trying to do. Bring all that action to city, states, and town. That's what we all about, man. That's what we gonna do.
I know.
How many cars you
planning
on
running?
We're gonna push that.
I know we're gonna be in no problem on something though.
Yeah. That's November the 7th, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my butt up in that little street my booth.
That's Madisonville boys, race. Madisonville boys, if y'all on here, man, y'all can come on let us know about your
we've been missing a lot of goddamn money since that motherfucker been down, boy. We've been missing a lot of shit.
It'll be all right, Dre. You know what I'm saying? It'll be all right, Dre. Everything's straight, Dre. We all right. Ain't no big deal.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
I've been seeing all this other action been going down. You know, people stepping up, showing out, man. It's been a hell of a year this year, man. You know, I started the year off far as I can go. I really wasn't even supposed to make this year, but, I mean, I started the year off, you know what I'm saying, and I did what I did as long as I could. But, you know, it is what it is, man. But it's been a lot of action on everything else, though, man. You know, all these races and shit going down and everywhere.
Hey, yeah,
and shit, man, all this action shit. It's been a hell of a year, man.
Hey, one motherfucker that stepped up, though. Goddamn, wait a second. That motherfucker stepped all the way to the plate this year.
Yeah, him and
B, you might be getting a car tomorrow, KB. You ever KB?
Yeah, we good, man.
You might be getting a car tomorrow, cause my buddy he might want to lock that 500 in and try to get the champ bell, as you call him, the champ bell.
Hey, King.
He might be want to try to get the champ bell November
7th. What King?
God. Motherfuckers hitting me up on Facebook right now. Tell them to call in. Call them, lock the fuck up. Just hit my ass up right now.
What King goes, right?
He must have clicked though.
Hey, did he get the motor out the car yet, you know?
Well, hey, what you say? Come on, hurt. What happened?
Kick, hold on.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, you get the car back, man? You get the car back, please? What's the status on the beat, dog?
I'm waiting on information. I'm waiting on them to let me know something now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You ever
KB? What
happened, bro?
You might be getting a car, somebody want to try the champ. Hold on. Y'all just keep talking. The champ just
texted me. Hold on. Let me see. Joe, if you're listening right now, bro, go off mute.
Come on. No, it's
a I'm ready. Come lock it up, bro. Go off mute, brother. If you're listening, go off mute. Lock up with me. You know what's happening this Saturday.
Hey,
yo.
That bitch been sitting in the shop for 4 months. I took that bitch to the chassis shop, Dre. I've been at the chassis shop 2 days straight with that motherfucker, man. I'm going back again tomorrow. Goddamn Fridays. Every time the goddamn door open at that shop, man, I'll be over there, man. Trying to get that motherfucker back out there.
All right, Tom. All right, look, I'm back now. So now, where we at, right quick, man? Cause we ain't through. Where we was at? I said I had a duck report, and I was on. I still on duck report.
And I'm waiting for Joe to come off mute and lock up with my ass on your show.
We might gotta get a phone call. I don't know if he's gonna. He might not want to. He might just set a wolf tickets, brother Dan. You a bad motherfucker, brother Dan. Hey, I'm gonna hang up for a minute. Baby, try to get old boy to phone so he can see if he want to go try that on the set with them boy with the child.
Wait a minute, champ. Champ, if you on here, man,
I gotta try to get them in.
Okay, all right, champ.
I'm gonna get them in. I'm gonna call right back in.
Okay, the champ just texted me and said, give him 20 minutes. He's trying to finish doing something.
Let me
hang up and try to get them in. I'm gonna call you right back.
Okay, all right, here you go.
Hey, King.
Yeah, what's up?
You know, when I pulled in the gate Sunday, no problem, and I told you when we was going to that street car shootout on Sunday.
That damn 2,000 mile Camaro, that silver with the black hood on it.
Motherfucker, man, that's a damn shame, man, when you know cars, when you see them. I wouldn't even own that man costume, man. That look like a sweet motherfucker over there, so that's the motherfucker wearing the belt over there, huh?
Man, he's a champ, man. I'm going to tell y'all what. Man, listen to me. You a bad motherfucker. Listen to me. I don't even know the man. I know him now. Me and the man talked on the phone almost every day about 2 weeks, man. The man called me almost every day about 2 weeks, man, straight. Yeah, King B, I'm telling you, man, you don't know me like that, man, but I'm telling you, I'm a bad motherfucker. I'm killing him. This and this. I'm like, okay. All right. So he showed tooting his horn a whole lot. I'm like, okay. So, you know, I got the race coming up, so I ain't supposed to say nothing, so I don't say nothing. The man said to toot his horn all motherfucking week. And, man, I'm telling you, man, that bill coming on me, King B. I said, all right, okay, man, I hear you. I'm listening to you. I said, but you know, you got to be a bad motherfucker to be a street car. Man, listen. I said, okay. That man came out there. He shook my hand. We talked. He said, King B, I'm going to
look at
you. He told I was coming out here, the man named Nick.
I need to go left or right.
The man named Nick, man. He told me, he said, man, King, that belt coming home with me. Let me see that belt. I showed him that belt. He said, that's a nice looking belt. I'm finna take that belt home. I said, okay. All right. And man, rest assured, man, when that man made his first shakedown, everybody and their mama looked up at each other and said, Oh shit. And more when I tell you, when the shootout went to jumping, man, the man said some of the best shit I can ever hear him anybody say. He said the first time he won the first race, he said, I told y'all motherfucker that belt going home with me. A to B. I said, No he didn't. He says, it's all it take, y'all. So yeah. For a lot of y'all who ain't got no heart, you need to start getting some and learning how to go to A to B. Man, because right now we got a champ right now. Cause that's all he screamed. He said, A to B. The name is called Street Menace. And goddamn me, he bringing the pain, man. He ain't lit up. He went in. He burnt in, he strapped in, he burnt in, he let that button go every goddamn time. I went mad at him. Now he the champ, and now he got folks trying to call him out, trying to get that belt. Right now, I heard him yesterday. He told somebody they got to bow down to the champ. I said, good God Almighty, he going to be a hell of a race.
So if y'all want to get that belt, y'all know what y'all got to do, man, to try to get that belt about that, man. But anyway, get to 20 minutes till you call on in, till you able to call in. Y'all might not don't like it. Y'all might say I'm wrong. Who that just? Somebody just took their hand down. Put your hand, Chris. One, put your hand back up. Y'all might say I'm wrong. Goddamn me, Tree Man. That's my boy. I fuck with him 110%. But boy, when I tell you this weekend, that damn Birdman swooped down on Tree Man like he was a motherfucking duck, and Birdman was a goddamn eagle. I hate to say it. Don't be mad at me. Don't shoot me. I'm just a reporter. But oh, God. When they both went in the venue, I said, here you go. They both left. Sounded like some, man, I don't know what was going on. Both of them big old high power cube against machines making all that noise at the line, man. When they both left, feel the horsepower going down the damn track. That damn Birdman, A to B, he went. Tree Man, he couldn't go all the way. He went 330, and we run 660 feet. That goddamn Birdman come through like a goddamn eagle, picked Bird Tree Man ass up and took his ass right on through the goddamn trap. Fire out! It's on the money. Now, I don't know what to say, man. We got a back half. Twin turbo. 5-0 Pro Mod. So if that ain't no goddamn duck, I don't know what the fuck it is. If it sound like one, walk like one, quack like one, it's a motherfucking duck. Excuse my language, but I'm just calling how it is. Hate it, like it, love it. I'm still down with Tree Man. He's still my man, but he got fucked up. He's a motherfucking duck this week on the report. Hold on right quick. I'm getting ready to open up another mic because I ain't through. I still got some more ducks. Some more. Hold on. Let me see what we got right here. 9-9-5-4-37-39.
What's up, player?
What's going on?
This your boy out of South Florida, man. It's getting the count time. Getting the count time, man, for that Orlando.
So what you saying? We lost. We don't understand what you saying.
Now, y'all sitting there talking about how Birdman, I listen to the conversations and I'm like, how you talking about Birdman tucked the thing from Tree Man, but Birdman actually ducking his main man that licking from is Stevie Jackson, and he ducking him.
Where's Stevie Jackson at?
He'll be in Orlando this weekend, or next weekend, with the Shadow.
Oh, I thought you said you had him on the phone or something. I was like, goddamn it, I get Finn on the phone. We'll get it clear. We'll get this thing clear. We won't even play no games like that. I seen a little commotion go back and forth, you know, on the Facebook. You know,
Yeah, but he ducking me, you know what I mean? Right now, he beating up on yeah, I heard what happened over there, no problem, man. I heard that y'all had a good turnout. Sorry I couldn't make it. And you know, we getting preparation for December race, you know what I mean? So we can show y'all fellas a good time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, you know I'm coming. I had me a damn good time. I had a damn good time. I'm goddamn coming. Ain't no way in hell I'm missing that shit, man. For real, man.
You sound like Jake, but Jake, that's all Jake be telling me, boy. I ain't gonna miss it for nothing in the world.
Hell nah. Hey, man, the old lady and the kids can be mad at me. I packed their ass up and they got to go to goddamn, what's that down there? Disney World down there?
Disney World.
Damn, if I got to pick their ass up and take their ass with me and drop their ass off at the goddamn park. I'm gonna be Orlando, man. Trust me, man. I'm not missing that, man. I'm gonna have that. I'm gonna have that Camaro in the set. We're gonna be down there racing. We're gonna be getting it in, man. Real talk.
But hey, make sure you say you're gonna bring some of these little small top boys, the little one like the boys I seen in Louisiana with the little small blocks. Tell them it's gonna be plenty of action for them, man. You know what I mean? They ain't gotta run in no shootout.
Well, most definitely, you already know, man. It's been a yearly thing. It's been a big yearly thing. So I'm pretty sure a lot of people are grabbing the whole team because the first year, man, I wanted to make it so bad I couldn't make it. I knocked my oil pressure right out the damn motor a couple weeks right before the damn race. So I was mad. That was the year Bushman went down there by himself. So then last year, I made sure I had some oil pressure shit. I went and got that thing freshened up. I made sure I had some. You know, went down and I had stupid fun. Me and Bushman and the rest of the gang went down. I know Treatment went down there. It was some Tony Thorns, Galen, Peanut, a lot of folks, man, out there heard from out the Texas area, man, was down. And plus, I heard a lot of people that got with me and asked me if I'm going. I don't know why they asked me that, because they damn sure know I'm going. So they said they're going to try to make it.
Yeah, I heard a lot of cats the other day on a couple other shows locking races in for December and getting it's going to be a lot of big ones. There's going to be a lot of good ones that I don't see. I know for sure good 10-0 and like 5-1 out of Chicago, they bringing it to Florida.
Man, my deal is to me, it be so damn fun. I ain't never felt no damn heat like that, man, no middle of no damn December, man. That's shit right there.
That's Florida,
man.
But
no, that's Florida, man. You know, that weather change. If you'd have got there that Friday night, it was colder than a motherfucker. Y'all said,
I was there Friday night. I made his Friday night.
Oh, okay.
I rode up Friday night.
It was so cold Friday night, man. We were like, where did this come from?
I ran Chevy Stain over there that Friday night, man.
Huh?
I ran Chevy Stain that Friday night, and they beat me over there that Friday night. You remember?
I thought that was Saturday night, Bushman.
No, that was Friday night.
What's your boy name with the gold nose with the
grudge on his eye? That's him right there talking to you.
Oh, what's up, fool?
Y'all run Chevy Stain over there, big dog.
Yeah. Because that's when you already come to the
thing. I go 1-1 over there. Yeah, I go 1-1. I lose the Chevy Stain and get Buddy Blow Saturday.
Hey, you know what? There's a dude asked me about you the other day. I said, oh, trust me, he gonna be here. So, I might try him. I'm saying to myself, nigga, you don't want to try that motherfucker up.
Where you from, man?
I'm Florida. I'm the one with the lizard. Baller dude. Big dude.
Oh, okay. Oh, lizard. Okay.
Let everybody know about the event some more, man, right quick, so everybody can know. I don't know. They just hear us talking about it. Let them know. Go on, do a rundown real quick. A little quick promo. Hello. He must have fell off. Okay. Let me open up the mic. That damn bat.
What's going down?
Shit, not much, man. Just in the chili, man. Just to show what y'all want y'all.
Shit, man. We really was going over the recap from this weekend, man. From all over the world. We're not just talking about my event. So if you can give us a recap of what you witnessed about who the duck and who a real fucking eagle, you know. We had some ducks this weekend. What you got, bad?
Oh, man, you know, hell, man, like anything else, man, you know, people going to do what they do, man, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, people going to hate, they're going to do a whole bunch of things, man. I just tell you something, though, dog. I said, man, the last couple of days, I seen a whole bunch of hatred, man, going around, man. I told motherfucker, don't make me a hat, man. It's going to say, I'm hating today. Man, every motherfucker I feel like they hating, I'm going to send that motherfucker hat to them, man. And I want them to wear that motherfucking hat, man, because there's been a lot of hate around this motherfucker. I don't even know why, big dog. I don't even know why. Only that nigga done, only person done is done whoop some ass. So what you going to hate on, man, because man was just whoop some ass? A man out there just doing his thing? So what you going to get mad for, man?
Yeah.
I don't understand that shit, man. That shit like Cracker Jacks to me, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a little bit of ass, five and 10 cents of ass shit. You know, if man's supposed to be real, like around here, man, say, man, it's supposed to be no hate, man. It's supposed to be some congratulating, man. I just don't understand, you know?
Everybody go on mute. Go on mute. I'll be back with you.
Hey, Bushnell. You on?
Brother Dale? Yeah, go ahead.
So what are you expecting from the Wild West shootout in El Paso on the 24th? Like, tell some of the listeners about the track here and what you're expecting to happen.
Oh, man, that's a badass track over there, man. When I went to that track, it's like, shit, I wish I was living in El Paso. But that's a nice track over there y'all got, Brother Dale. You know, it's wide open. You know, you can fucking see another country from across the street. I mean, it's a sight to see at night, man. That's a nice area where that track is sitting at, man, like that, man. I mean, it just, then the guy that owned that track over there, man, that guy got every piece of equipment that he needs to run that track over there, man. I looked at all that when I was over there, Brother Dale. You know, it's pretty wide.
Hold on, I think Batman or somebody might piss somebody off, but I hate to cut y'all short, man. Brother Dale, I know y'all got a hell of a establishment over there, man. But just let me see who these people is. Somebody piss somebody off, man. We got to see. 769-7312.
Hey. Hey, Bushnell said I'm.
Yeah, Bushnell said I'm.
God damn,
hey, you said you might have it ready about No Cut No Glory, right, in Florida.
Yeah, man, I can't get that motherfucker fast enough so ready, man. I ain't no sense me lying, man. I ain't telling you, man. I mean, I'm telling you, man, one motherfucker in the world can't get my shit fixed fast enough, bro. You know what I'm saying?
He had to catch next week, then.
He can get it together quicker if he wants to.
I'm gonna tell you something.
No, B. I don't want nobody to run their car.
It ain't got nothing to do with me.
I run with every man get their car
right. It ain't got nothing to do with me. Tell you that right now.
Man, we done dealt with that shit 10 years ago. Get what? We still kicking there. Why ain't we let shake them heads off? Keep going.
It ain't just start 10 years ago, y'all. It ain't just start 10 years ago. That shit been
It might be longer than that, but I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
But we should. That's how long we've been having on that, ain't it? We finally got ourselves a little faster. Shit, we still can hate us, so we ain't mad about it. Fuck it.
Hey, man.
Don't keep doing what we do.
I go to anybody's track and have a motherfucking good time, man. You know what I'm
saying? That's what we do.
I go to the racetrack and have a goddamn good time with the racing family, man. That's what I go to the racetrack for.
Last year. It was like in June. We had a good time. We drunk with everybody, party with everybody. We got to know people. We ain't doing all that arguing and shit. We just can't have fun.
Nah, man.
Let me open up one more mic right quick.
225-4803. Hey, King B, it's Big Country. Just saying hello, man. Thanks for the good time this weekend and all that shit, bro. We had a good time this weekend. Thanks for all the stuff.
Who is it again?
Racing and everything.
Who is it again?
Big Country, man.
Okay, Big Country, what's up, man?
I'm a boy right there, Big Country.
Yeah, Big Country, boy.
You gotta love it. Hey, baby, my good boy. We got that. Hey, some bad-ass gumbo over there, Big Country. Big Country, why y'all think that shit is bad? Give me some of shit down here.
Hey, that was that little short man making that. He's good at cooking. Mm. He's real good. That's all he does is cook, you know. So he loves to cook. So next time y'all come, I'm going to try to take him with me when we make that trip to Texas and get him to cook something different. Some pasta live.
Hell, gang, 4 pounds at that motherfucking weekend over there, man.
Gang, 4 pounds.
Hell, yeah. Everywhere you look around, motherfucker has something to eat, man.
Yeah, I ain't going to wear a red on the 7. We coming on the 7.
What a massive boys is what a massive boys is anyway. I need to come over here and sometimes I want to go down there and talk to them. Never know. But I'm going to get on their cases. They ain't saying nothing. They some motherfucking ducks. They bought that damn badass Camaro over there with big tires and wheels blown.
If you look at that motherfucker, it's gay, man. Man, if you look at that motherfucker that you raised, it's gay, your ass, boy. That bitch is sitting under them protect, that big ass hood on that motherfucker, all that shit on that. I say, ooh, we king.
Man, I ain't going to lie to you.
I told you Sunday morning what I told you. Man, I don't know why you pulled that shit out.
You did.
I watched that video and shook my head, man.
Yeah. Man, that's fucked up. Nah, hey, let me tell you something. I knew they was a duck. Now, one thing about me, I'm a motherfucking eagle, man. I swooped down on you, man, and get you, man. I knew it. I talked to him like 2-3 times. Once I talked to him, I said, I got them right where I want them. We're going to get him. He did everything I wanted him to do. I tell you what, B, one thing about them boys, they going to come back. Hey. I'm waiting on them. I know they got a bad motherfucker over there. Well, they gonna come back. Them boys love the Ray, man. They gonna come back. That's what I can say about them. Malaville and Boone and Monem, they lose. They gonna come back because they love the Ray. The day when they are, they gonna have fun. They gonna raise.
Man, listen to me. That day the way that car sit, I was scared. Man, they need this motherfucker sitting up on that on them old pretty ass Jack thing. The most chrome-minded looking thing like a pro mall be had. You know how they be had them things, you know, them, the tubular
the
thing. Yeah,
That bitch was sitting on them pro jacks over there.
Yeah, man, that motherfucker was sitting up in the air.
We got to jack all shit up, man, and put them on goddamn, we got to put them on jack stands and milk cards and all kind of shit. Them boys were sitting on them pro jacks for your ass, boy.
Hell yeah, man. I said, ooh, I might have fucked up. That motherfucker. Man, that motherfucker took the hood off that motherfucker. That motherfucker had motor hanging out that bitch for days, man. That's the whole shit.
Hey, G, I'm telling you that. Country can tell you, them boys coming back, man. Them boys race, man. They race. They have fun. That's one thing I can get them boys, they pop on. Them boys there, Moe, Mazaville, and Boone there. Them boys going to race, man.
Now, listen to me. I'm getting them they pop, but I'm also putting their ass on the goddamn Doug list. So they let a little old 29 and there's no wheelbar car see the damn shit out there.
Jabber. Blew up. Who is
that,
dog?
Hey, huh?
Is that Slum Dog?
Nah, that ain't no Slum Dog. Slum Dog, that's going to be my next motherfucking duck. He a motherfucking duck.
Slum Dog is duck sauce.
That is a pure duck. That damn man, Hater Shaker was sitting over there in the corner all by himself. He looked like he was sleepy. I don't know what's going on. Hater Shaker, where you at, man? Hater Shaker, he a damn bruh. Hater Shaker was down on Big Chris' ass. Big Chris got gapped by Hater Shaker.
He didn't get gapped. I didn't get gapped by Hater Shaker.
No, it was a good race, King. I don't think he got
it.
Nah, that was
kind of a drive by out on
Big
Cutter.
That was
the
race, man. He came around, bro.
Big Cutter, you got a gap. I thought you were going to say, that's a weak motherfucker. I ain't DC. I'm going to get it. No, you're going to come in.
No, I ain't saying he weak. For him to drive around that little car, he got something, you know. Shit. I give him props. That was a race, man. I won't do it again, though. I'm going to have to add another kid.
Now, hold on, King.
See what I mean, Dave? No more of that race, man.
appreciate it, Country. You got on, Country. I appreciate it, big dog. Country, you did your thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, big Country? This lady sickle, man. You did your thing, man.
What's
I appreciate
up, man?
That, boy. Appreciate it,
oh,
baby.
Oh, man, look, I had fun, bro. Look, that's what it's about right there, bro.
Getting it in. Oh, really? Now, King B, it wasn't no gapping going on, man. It wasn't no gapping thing. Oh, hey, look.
Now,
look,
yo, hey,
Burger King wasn't no way. Burger King wasn't nowhere around now, man.
No.
What you saying? What? Hey, the second.
Ricky! I'm telling you, hey, take a pack of gas on the motherfucker. I didn't hear that this weekend, though.
Hell no.
I didn't hear that gas on the motherfucker about five times on motherfucker.
Hell no.
That's his
problem.
He didn't do that.
You probably heard me do a big old sigh when that light come on. I said, woo, God damn.
Oh,
do it
in
Hey, listen to me. That's why I said what I said, because I'm not gonna put Big Country in the battle just because he lost. He a goddamn street car. He went in the battle with goddamn Taylor Staker. He had no business in there, but the way he got out of there, and he was slap on being too that and made Taylor Staker hold his motherfucking breath. So over there.
King, didn't you say that we didn't race over there, though?
What
word? I thought we didn't race over there.
Man, I don't listen to bullshit, dog.
Man, we
race
like a motherfucker over there, man.
That's why I say we ain't even talking about that shit. We ain't fuck them. That's some haters. That's some haters that Batman is talking about. We ain't even worried about that shit.
We race over there,
man.
What's the turnaround? What was going on up there to you, man? You seen a lot of motherfuckers get plucked or what, man? Huh? What you tell me, King? I'll tell you, did you see a lot of dust get plucked this weekend out there in Bell Road? Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something, man. I ain't got no problem with this one person, man. I'm really concerned about, man. That damn slug dog, man. I don't know who that dude is. Hey, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all something y'all don't know, man. Let me help y'all out with something. I'm winning the ball. You know, I'm going to have a good drink. You know, that's boring. Ain't nothing going on. You know, I'm talking about my little world, you know. I ain't getting no races, you know. I said, okay, cool. I'm in the ball. I'm looking at the cool tip. All of a sudden, that comes slow down. Hey, man, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I can't fuck with you, man. I'm a golfer. You fuck with me. I ain't had no business. I'm like, what the fuck? Now this the same dude that was talking cash shit. Somebody else even booked me. Yeah, man.
Wait a second. Sunshine.
Wait a minute.
I gotta hear that voice one more time. How did he come in the ball? How he do? He had his head down. Yeah, head down. What
you say? Hey, shake, man. Hey, bro, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I can't fuck with you, man. I'm sorry, you know. I just ain't got enough. I'm going to go ahead on and pay you. What the fuck? I said, no, not you, man. You talk bullshit to the living, man.
This was before Big Country race. I'm out there to shake, he said.
That was before, man. Matter of fact.
So you mean to tell me?
The man never see me go down a track, Bushnell. I never went down the track. Is he the number one duck of the weekend or what?
Oh man, that's duck of them all, man. That's Daffy, man. Come on, man. That's Daffy himself, man. Look, the tripped up part about it, he told BET, because BET was the DP, man. He told BET, hey, man, I got gas shooting out my carburetor. I ain't going to make it this, that, and other. Man, that man get up there and run Big Country, man. I said, I thought the wrong stuff. Nah, it's all good. It's all good. I just ain't got enough for you. Oh, come on, dog. You serious?
Oh, boy.
Hey, to say, you seen what I did to him. I'm just saying. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, man, you did exactly what you're supposed to do for him, man. I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. So, y'all, that man gets the Duck of the Year award in my book. I'm sorry. That's that bitch up. I'm sorry. I don't give a damn how much money you got. You can be a rich duck. It is a such thing as being a rich duck. So, that's what that is, man. I'm gone on mute. I'm leaving that alone.
Yeah, a rich duck. Oh, man, let me see what's going on here, man. My old hose done fell off. I'm about to ask y'all to pitch in and get him a new phone.
Well, well, damn, man. So the race in Louisiana was pretty much off the chain. Huh? You had a bunch of locked-in races over there. You had a bunch of cars show up, didn't you? Like that race went well, right?
No, yeah, man. It was a few races out there, man. A few street car races too.
Hell, I'm back. I'm on my own goddamn
show.
I wonder what the hell happened to the damn phone.
Man, we were just in a Florida
collection
to get you a new phone, man.
Huh?
I said, we just in a Florida collection to get you a new phone.
Yo.
I'm not right. I got some mics. Wait a minute, I got some mics.
Open up them other mics.
I hear this, like, 2 months. One of them disappeared. You think I was trying to hold them on. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me see.
469-9733, who we got?
It's Big Walt. What's going on? Shorty P and King B.
What's going on, Big Walt?
Hey, I was trying to see goddamn. I was trying to see a Big Country on here, see if he coming up here for Big Jake, right? See if we can do something.
Ooh.
I'm on
real.
Yep, a good matchup right there.
Damn, so live.
That'd be a good race right there.
What's that race?
It's November 20th and 21st.
Man, I'm going to be in Gatlinburg. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. We're going for Thanksgiving. I take the family up there. So
it's the week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but we leave on the 18th. We leave on the 18th and we come back December 1st.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. All right. Y'all coming up on the 14th?
I'm trying. Remember we talked about that a little bit, and I got to get some approvals and stuff from certain people around my household. I'm working on that. So.
Okay. Yeah, let me know like a week ahead of time if you're coming or not, and, you know, we can lock something in.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it the 14th. I'm going to try to make that race up there.
Yeah. Hey, let me know like a week ahead of time, and, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I'll hit
you know, for lock something in, you know, before you won't make no dry trip up here for nothing.
Yeah. Oh, it don't matter, man. If we come, we're coming anyway. You know,
yeah. They
know that. We can lock something up. We don't have to, whatever. I'll race whatever. It don't matter. We don't
pick
too much. As long as we're racing, it don't matter.
Walt.
So.
Yeah.
Please do what you got to do to get Big Country them up here because him and his partners is going to cook.
Hey, King.
I missed it too.
Man, that man, that's me, man. That's how we get 4-5 fucking too, Charlie.
Hold on, wait a minute. I got two of the mics I need to open up right here. Hold on.
What's up, B?
Hey, what up?
What's going on, B? This Nicky boy.
Hey, I'm going on.
Hey, wait a minute. I need everybody going with me.
You sound like dog now.
Nah, I do. I do. You ain't back on me. You ain't back on me. I got the goddamn champ on the phone. Champ, where you at, champ? What's up, King B?
Give him a little noise, King.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight, man?
What's up, champ? Man, bad music to me. I'm tired of music, champ. This is probably going to make sure that the phone like, oh, yeah, to the champ. Listen to me. Bad people. Who the fuck you are and why you on the champ?
I can't make it out, buddy. You kind of breaking up.
Yeah, you started bad, King.
I said, man, I can't listen to me. I'm just a reporter. I got you here. You in the hot seat. You the man. You the champ. Right now, you the one who holds the National Street Grudge Inc., National Street Car Belt. You the man. You got the flow, and you in the seat.
No, man, we just hanging it over here, bro. I want to give a holler to everybody out there. My boy Big Country, I hear him on here. I don't know who else is on here. I'm kind of late, man. I've been working on a car. But, yeah, we're trying to get ready for this big race. We got to go to Hattiesburg this weekend. I'm facing Derek Moore in his buggy or whatever the hell that thing is. So we got that locked in with him. But, yeah, man, I got the belt. They got people talking about wanting it, but ain't nobody stepped up yet. So I'm here when they want to try. You know that. I'm going to defend it like a motherfucker. So they think they got enough. They better step up.
it can't leave Louisiana until I get a shot at it, man. So I'm going to help. I promise you. Y'all going to have to fight for that belt because I'm going to help my boy defend it. But I can't make no noise till I get my drive strapped in.
What is that?
So I'm going to help him defend that belt. Look, I'm going to go with him, and I'm going to stick my chest out for him. I'm just letting all y'all know that. So,
Hey, big question. Wait a minute, John. That's me. He's busy. Go ahead, champ. You got to call him the champ, man. He's champ.
Oh yeah, champ. Yeah.
What does a champ drive? What does he have? What's your car? What do you got?
Little 2000 Camaro.
Is that LS street car?
What's that?
Is it still an LS car? Or did you swap it out?
Ah, it's just a little motor, man. Nothing special. Little small block.
But is that like a traditional small block or LS?
I mean, I ain't gonna get into a bill sheet with you, buddy. But I mean, it runs pretty good.
No, I'm assuming it does. I just want to know if it's digital or LS. That's all.
I like that.
I mean, it has to run good. If you're the champ, no one's gonna say otherwise. Want to know if it's LS based or traditional?
Wait a minute, brother Dale. Nah, wait a minute, brother Dale. He is the champ. He right now he holds. Listen, wait a minute. Listen, right now he holds Grudge Inc. National Streetcar Belt. So you know the rules to the streetcar belt. You know what I'm saying? So right there, automatically kind of let you know what he fit like.
I just think he fit is running with an LS or a traditional small block. That's all I want to know.
I don't know. You gotta ask him. I don't know.
Just run over the LS base motor or traditional. The what?
The what?
I just want to know if it's an LS base motor, traditional small block. That's it.
It's just a little small block, man. Nothing special.
Uh huh. All right. Is it full
small
interior?
Small block
board.
And it meets all the Grudge Inc. guidelines for a street car, and it is a street car. I drive it on the street.
All right, that's good enough.
It's got full interior. The only thing missing is the back seat. It's just really pointless to have it there because nobody can fit back there anyway. So, I mean, it's got power windows, touchscreen radio. I mean, it's all factory glass, power locks, everything.
Champ, right now, you don't owe nobody no explanation. See, right now, you the champ. What you need to do is tell them, do you still like the rules? If you still like the rules, you need to send that money in and try to challenge you for the bill because you the champ. You don't owe nobody an explanation. What you tell somebody to do, they better bow down to who? Who they got to bow down to?
That's it to me, bro. That's it. Y'all feel like y'all got enough? Send that money in. Lock it in. That's all it is.
Hey, where are you based out of? What part of the country are you at?
I'm out of Denton Springs, Louisiana.
All right. What's the next race in Louisiana kicking off? Next season or what?
What's
Brother
that?
Dale,
November 7th.
Brother Dale, wait a minute, Brother Dale. You send that money in, he gonna tell you what part of the country to come to.
Yeah. Y'all want to lock it up, we'll find out where it's at. But if you think you got enough, step up. That's all you can do, man. Just jump, see if you can fly. I'm going to tell you what, you better have your shit together when you come this way.
That's some funny shit.
Right?
Hey, man, say like, what's so bad? Hey, what's so bad about it? You can't do nothing but get the fuck down, dude. Ain't like, what you going to fight? You going to fight the pack?
Right?
Golly.
Hey, you travel?
What's that?
Camp, you don't go nowhere, Chad. You don't go nowhere. You stay right there in the booty. You stay right there in the booty.
Right.
So we got people. Somebody said they might want to try you for that bill. We're going to sit on the key. So if you over here, you want to try out for that bill, come on along. But I'm going to keep going to the money.
I can't make out what y'all saying, man. It's all muffled.
I think that was one of the Fox Boys. I think
that was
one of the Fox Boys.
Like shit, what you be doing?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna go to the next line. If the Fox Boys were looking for you,
I think that's who it was, Martin. Huh? Wasn't it Martin that said they had somebody?
Oh, yeah. They want me to come up there to
Yeah, nigga. One of them looking for you. One of them guys looking for you.
Who's that up there, Martin?
You already know them boys. They want this. I ain't one that been trying to get at you.
Tell them what.
They still want something, man. The only problem with that, boys, man, like I told you, bro, that's like a 5.5-hour ride for me, and they only want to run for like $200.
No, I already told them they got to come to you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They want to build, they got to send that 500 pound in, and you tell them what day.
They want to try for the belt, or they just want grudge race?
They want to try for the belt, but I told them what they got to do. They got to send the money in to King B. Or lock it in, and you call and tell them what day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just told her I messed with them.
Tell them get their money together. Whenever they hit me up, and they got the money together. Tell them they're gonna have to travel down here to the swamp. So we're gonna be in no problem raceway if they're gonna come get this belt.
When I told KB I would hang up and call them, I already called and told them. They went get on the show, so I just delivered the message to them.
They got a lot of people like to send messages, but nobody likes to talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why I just told them. That's why I ain't bringing back up because I knew they ain't gonna do nothing when they said
it. Yeah, we've been trying, man. What's that been like? What, 3 months? We've been trying to get some of the boys to do something, and they still don't.
Yeah,
want
they won't do nothing. They won't do
the
nothing.
From Memphis and Cleveland and all up there, they didn't want to do nothing.
All right. Let me open up this next mic. I had 2-3 hands up. I guess people got mad and took their hand down. You can press the one button, put your hand back up. I'm going to open up your mic. But I'm going to open up this one mic who got the hand up. Let me hold up. 214-9098. Just ain't talking my shit. Anybody else want to talk? Y'all press the one button. I see y'all have some hands up.
Yeah, they'll come back up.
(832-5400) (832-5400)
(832-5400)
You might go. What's going on, King? Oh, shit.
There ain't no sound. goddamn cover chart. Cover chart, tell the world. Listen to me. Right now, I can't say shit. All I'm going to do is shut the fuck up. Go on, tell the world what you want to say. I'm going to go on me. I can't say shit. I don't say I'm close my ears. Let me close my ears first. Let me close.
Nah, you ain't got to close your ears. I ain't going to say shit today. I'm just coming in and speaking this shit.
Oh, Trevor Troy, I don't say it. I won't hear you say it.
Okay. Any motherfucker on 29 has been not moving in the southern part of the United States.
I didn't hear that shit. I'm telling y'all, I didn't hear it. God damn, I did not
hear it. Hey, he won that shit before he left Louisiana, so I know you won't say that shit.
Yeah, I know it.
I kind of meant to,
hey,
so I got to keep saying it.
Who that Trevor Troy?
Out, man. Do what you do, man.
Right now, Trevor Troy got the up. I can't say shit. Trevor Troy said he's the new baddest motherfucker, 29 car coming out the state of Texas, and don't nobody fucking move. I ain't going to lie, from what I've seen right now, I hate to be, don't shoot me once again. I'm just a reporter. I dare a motherfucker to try Trevor Troy right now, because I'm dying to see what the goddamn outcome going to be.
I got tired of seeing that man slap shit out the people about 3 weeks ago, man, at H&P, man. That man was slapping people left and right side of their goddamn head, man.
Damn. So, anyway, calling all cars. We got a new 29-inch, no bar. Bad motherfucker out of the state of Texas. And some bitch move. He going down on your motherfucker ass.
Southern state of Texas, man.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me ask you something. Trevor Troy, I heard you literally slap shit out of Duck from my city limit. You wouldn't, Curtis.
You
say to say it again now? I heard you looking to slap a duck out of our city limits. You wouldn't care to elaborate on the situation, would you?
Oh, I was just trying to slap shit out of Slum Duck. I was just trying to catch him on a look.
Okay.
But there's another duck up there in Dallas that I was trying to slap.
I know that's what he was saying.
I like
Trump. Why y'all was looking for Slum Duck?
No, we ain't looking for him, man. He ain't talking about shit.
Oh, man.
Like,
I've been fighting with him all day and day, man. He's trying to do something with some bullshit pump faking over there. He ain't going to do nothing.
He ain't pump faking, man. What Debo's in that, man? I like Trump for 200 versus Debo.
Debo ain't going to do shit.
He get it out of that water bottle. He going to get DDT'd.
And don't Debo got big ties to Willie Ball?
Yeah, sir.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Tell him about the special now. Tell him about the special.
King B Racing, goddamn me, and Trouble Troy Racing. We got a special going on at the end of this month. Big tie Willie Ball motherfuckers can get action with a 29 tie motherfucker.
Damn.
Only this month.
Ooh,
hold on, Troy. Let me find my boy the gig.
That's special, man. A big time winner ball special. Imagine that, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, hey, Sega, I know you're in the bushes over there, man. Call the fucking Japan right quick, man. This goddamn man, we got a goddamn special going on. Small time we slapped you.
I'm on mute.
God damn, we got to call it Japan, man. Shit, because
Hey, Grudge, we want to invade Louisiana ass so bad that them motherfuckers, man, I don't want a goddamn gun, I want to fight, motherfucker. I was like, damn, man, I'm talking about two big motherfuckers, y'all. And they wouldn't bullshit neither.
They said every car that came used some chassis cars.
Hey B,
they told me I had a fiberglass car. I said, motherfucker, my shit rusty. Nigga, how the fuck I'm gonna have rust on fiberglass, man?
Nah, real shit. I laughed.
They said, man, that's a goddamn tragedy car, man. That motherfucker, look at how that bitch leave. I said,
huh? Hey, I told them over that bitch left like a tragedy car, didn't it?
Boy, that shit was too funny.
Yeah, it was, man.
God damn it.
So you say, I sheep. They were no problem. Say, I think B knocked all her out of him when he got that motherfucker silver back. They had no more fight left in them. And goddamn me, Mo G's damn near killed himself to beat old Mike.
Damn sure did, didn't it, man?
Yeah. Oh, sharp geez. Motherfucker. I that's why I ain't got the Mo G's yet. That motherfucking Mo G's. I ain't gonna lie. That motherfucking Mo G's is a motherfucking bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I met this motherfucker, listen to me.
I met this man a fucking year ago. He ain't stopped slapping motherfuckers since I met him. When I met him, he slapped us for a couple. He slapped us for some money, and he ain't stopped slapping people yet. I'm telling y'all, last year in October, me and Pretty Tony went down there, me and Pretty Tony and the gang, we went down there, and Mo Jesus slapped the shit out of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I first heard of him. And ever since, I ain't seen this man lose a race, man. This man been slapping the shit out of people, dog. He came up here to Texas and slapped every single last one of these fucking bitches we got up on the side of him. Listen to me, man. The man went across the lane. He went through the trap, across the line, went over towards the wall, still did a 360. When he stopped the car was stopped facing back towards, looking towards the track. The man jumped out the car and went to walk him and said, man, fuck that car. Y'all drive this car, man. I'm shook up. I don't want to do shit. I want to walk. Listen to me, man.
See, that's some wild shit going on down there, man. It didn't look good down there, man. There's some wild shit going on down there, man. It didn't look good at all, y'all.
The man got out the car and said, y'all drive the car back, man. I'm shook up, man. I ain't going to kill myself on my own two feet, but them four wheels are going to fuck me up. I don't want to touch that car. Golly,
he definitely a bad, man. Old Mo G's, y'all.
He a bad, man. I ain't going to lie. He hot about that's a LS. I don't know what kind of edits this man got, but boy, when I tell you this man get up there on that top end, he got flames hanging out this motherfucking edits like ain't no damn tomorrow, man. Small block. I'm telling y'all now, y'all want to go try y'all somebody with a badass small block, you think you tough, Mo G's is the one who y'all need to go goddamn try. I ain't lying. You might get fucked up, but ooh-wee. You better bring your A game because you ain't got no room for no error. You make any kind of error, the man gonna get a W on your ass.
Man, he say he working with that bitch 36 hours, man, trying to get that bitch to track this weekend. That man saved it up 36 hours, fuck with that car.
Yeah, he called me. He called me late. Yeah, he was sleepy. He was cranky. He was cranky, too.
Yes, he was sleepy and cranky. Well, he had that motherfucker rolling, though. I ain't get it to him. I was hoping he was on here today so I could high-five
him
with a shout-out.
I was sick of him goddamn yesterday. It got me goddamn mad. I told him something, man. You know what I told him, Shawty?
What'd you tell him, Bush, there?
I'm going to put that grudge on his ass.
Good, get his ass in the beam.
You know, that'll stop Mo G's ass.
Hey, man. Man, we started off a little late.
We think you ready to run up on that hour. I think Johnny's ready to get out of here, man. I gotta get ready to do it maybe tonight. You know, sit up on the outside, you know. So before we get up out of here, anybody got any last comments, anything they got to say real quick, you know, if I'm coming, you can go on here. I ain't gonna go down the line. If anybody got something to say, let's PA1.
Wild West Shootout in El Paso, October 24th this weekend.
Y'all be there, man.
If you want to travel, come hit it up. We got good weather forecast for the weekend, 28 degrees. We got small tire shootout, $2,000 pot, shop shootout, one hit a clear bracket class, and drug racing all night, man. Y'all come hit it up.
Yeah, the motherfucker, the commodities and fajitas, motherfucker. Brother Dale, make sure y'all have me some motherfucking tamales and fajitas and shit down there too this week.
Man, you know them folks all that shit.
Yeah. Make sure you have me some damn
tamales and fajitas, man.
Tamales and fajitas.
Oh yeah, for
talking
sure,
about chicken fajitas.
Tamales, bro, we got you.
It ain't chicken, but it's pollo.
Pollo.
We'll hook up the pollo and the sweet
yeah.
one too.
You got a corn taco? I don't want
to
flour shit.
Want
a corn?
Yeah, for sure, man. We got you.
I need you. We're going to get
on the head. They'll be ready for you when y'all show up.
That's a tenfold, Brother Dale.
Yeah, we'll be hanging out, having a good time at the track, man.
I want some dead presidents. I want to pull up. Head spit. Get fly. I got six jobs. God, he said grind harder, learn from every time you ever fail, if it never fail, just grind smarter, iron sharpened, you the dag on their hindquarters, and they all acting, rap game, I'm a pallbearer, kill me, get a call after, first look, it was all laughter, Kevin Gates, no small matter, made men believe when they didn't believe, dive in the crowd, no safety holders, got in the booth, no safety on it, aiming, I shoot for the stars, got the award, I ain't win no awards, only mean the one thing, don't get tired, I go hard, I was trying to get it, I live.